Well, whenever I see things like that, you know, as chief, it's concerning because the optics look bad. But I also know that I don't have the full story. And, you know, whenever there are Facebook videos like that that are out there posted, I know that they don't give full context. I know that the camera angles are somewhat are oftentimes deceiving. And so I cannot, as chief, you know, pass any judgment, you know, when I'm seeing those types of videos at the outset.
Hawkins says he has seen the body camera footage.
I've reviewed those videos, and they tell a much different story, absolutely.
Hawkins acknowledges the spread of the video on social media could hurt efforts to rebuild trust between the police and the community.
Good people in our community, when they see those sorts of videos, and there's no context, and then they start hearing the rumors, and they sometimes have questions, and they are sometimes a little concerned about police activity. And again, these are some of our supporters when they see those. So that's why it's important, and that's why I'm glad I had an opportunity to talk with you today, because the real story needs to get out so that we can, you know, kind of douse some of the rumors that are out there, and people can hear that what actually happened out there was some outstanding police work. Police work that where officers showed a great deal of restraint, a great deal of patience. They were professional, and they were courteous out there. And I'm very, very proud, actually, after I watched the entirety of the body-worn camera video and kind of compare that to what we saw with the Facebook video.
I asked Hawkins to outline exactly what happened.
And so on that particular night of the incident, the officers approached the vehicle that was stopped in the middle of the roadway. And, you know, the officers, you know, I'm sure their first instinct was to find out, you know, was the person that's driving that vehicle under some sort of distress. And so they're approaching the vehicle, and once they got there, they immediately were met with resistance from the driver. And, you know, the officers suspected some sort of narcotics activity, and so they gave the driver a lawful command to exit the vehicle. And the driver just flat out refused. The driver was told that she was under arrest and to exit the vehicle so that the officers could finish with the arrest. And still just flat out refused to comply with the officers, sat in the vehicle, refused to move, was argumentative. At that point, they made a decision to remove that person from the vehicle, and the driver was clinging to the steering wheel of the vehicle with one of her hands. And this is where part of the interaction was misinterpreted, because there was a perception, and there were rumors, and the narrative indeed was that the officers were punching this person in order to effect this arrest, and had the rumors and innuendo and narrative was that they were punching this person in the head area, punching her in the face. But that's absolutely not true. You know, the person was halfway out the vehicle. The officers are now trying to get her totally out the vehicle, and she's clinging to the steering wheel of the vehicle with one of her hands. And so the officers used a forearm to forearm strike, several strikes to the driver's forearm area in order to get her to release that steering wheel. And after several strikes, she did indeed release that steering wheel. So these were not punches. These were forearms from the strikes from the officer's forearm to the driver's forearm, and no strikes whatsoever to that person's head or face area.
Albany police say the motorist, Brianna Biddings, has been charged with obstruction of governmental administration and resisting arrest. The full interview with Albany Police Chief Eric Hawkins is posted at WAMC.org. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.